Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Gaza's health ministry says Israeli forces have shot dead at least 16 Palestinians along the border of the Gaza Strip. It's where thousands gathered to protest Monday as the United States prepared to officially move its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The health officials said at least 500 people have been injured. The death brings the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces during 6 weeks of protests to more than 50. Speaking at an event ahead of the United States' opening of its Israeli embassy in Jerusalem, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the move was a national security priority to have the embassy there. Mnuchin also said the embassy is committed to using economic sanctions on Iran.
We will do this until we have a real comprehensive agreement that limits nuclear weapons so that Iran never has nuclear weapons. They stop ballistic missiles, and they stop supporting rogue regimes and exporting terrorism throughout the region.
U.S. President Donald Trump pledged during his campaign to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. A suicide bomber on a motorbike wounded several Indonesian police outside a police building in Surabaya. Reuters' Grace Lee has more on the attack that left at least 10 wounded.
Four people have been arrested so far, with one person shot dead. The day after another similar devastating attack in the same city, Indonesia has seen a recent spike in homegrown insurgency, in part inspired by Islamic State.
That was Reuters news reporter Grace Lee. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application so you can take the stories with you. This is VOA News. An explosion went off in a residential neighborhood in the Afghan capital of Kabul on Monday. The blast was caused by an explosive placed near a park in central Kabul. A health ministry official said at least one person was wounded. A series of attacks has killed and wounded hundreds of civilians in Afghanistan this year and put heavy pressure on the Western-backed government of President Ashraf Ghani. French police were questioning the parents and a friend of a 20-year-old man who attacked passersby with a knife in Paris amid questions about how France's radical watch list is used. Khamzat Azimov's parents and a friend from the eastern city of Strasbourg were being detained by police, and under French law, people can be questioned in an investigation relating to alleged terrorism, can be taken into custody for up to 4 days. Counterterrorism investigators want to know if the assailant had the help or had other conspirators. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga welcomed news about dismantling the North Korean nuclear test site. Suga called it a forward-looking movement by North Korea after the Koreas had their summit in April. He added that through the upcoming U.S.-North Korea summit, Japan found it important that North Korea eliminates their weapons and ballistic missile in a fully verifiable and irreversible manner. U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on June 12th in Singapore. Citizens in Iraq are awaiting election results. The Reuters news agency's David Doyle has a look at frontrunners.
According to the Iraqi Electoral Commission, Muqtada al-Sadr is in front with more than half of votes counted. The Iran-backed Hadi al-Amiri, leader of the main Shiite paramilitary group in Iraq, is understood to be in second place, while incumbent Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi appears to be running in third. Abadi is a rare ally of the US and Iran, and used the support of both to take on Islamic State in the country. With results from 8 provinces yet to be declared, everything could yet change. Full results are due to be officially announced later on Monday.
That was Reuters' David Doyle. The World Health Organization said Monday that the Democratic Republic of Congo reported 39 suspected, probable, or confirmed cases of Ebola between April 4th and May 13th, including 19 deaths. It said 393 people who identified as contacts of Ebola patients were being followed up. The WHO said at present the outbreak did not meet the criteria for declaring a public health event of international concern. Be sure to follow the Voice of America on social media, like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for pictures, videos, stories, and more. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. VOA.